Blog Talk Radio. Beat Suit Radio.
Never wished ills on no one, but I'ma show 'em till death comes and introduces itself like I know 'em. to apologize to the sons I never had, that the lifestyle I provided didn't make me a better dad. It wasn't you I ain't cared for, just wasn't prepared for. So I threw money at problems you wanted me there for. Need more than a bandage to cover the damage. Don't feed me baloney, daddy, make me a sandwich. Hear the cries from the bathroom, you wishing I never had you. So I granted all three wishes and never had you. He who grew up needed is doomed soon to repeat it. I'm selfish, I don't need this, fuck it, I'll die feeling. I could survive with cereal and pan pieces, as twisted as Christians that get tested and blame Jesus. I snip glue to keep life from falling to pieces. You snip too if your life was left of the tweeters. The politically correct media moguls control you. So much so you sucking the same niggas who sold you, I told you.
You can't be sure. Those who get high may hurt till you cry. You may die. Keep on.
Okay, now that everybody got their drinks, and everybody ready to get it popping on the dance floor, y'all know what to do. Hampton Bird, Alexander Brown, Bustle Bust, Sonny, if y'all ready, let's go.
Out all the way down here to have me on your joint, man. I appreciate it, and I'm humbled by you reaching out. And you no fear. It's a long way from here to where you at, man.
no doubt. But your joints is rocking all over, so that's all I count. Now tell the people how long you've been doing your thing, man.
Oh man, I'm hitting about 31 right now. Man, this go back to sixth grade cipher circles, you know. Them cipher circles in sixth grade. But the funny thing was, as time went on, you know, the circles got smaller and smaller. And then when folks graduated or went about their adult lives, the circles damn near disappeared. And I looked around and was like, yo, I'm still doing it. And, you know, I started making a little cash off of it, getting to see the country. And, I guess that's when you know you're a true MC is when you can't remember not rapping, you know?
No doubt. So, right. So who's some of the cats that inspired you to get in the game?
Oh, man. When I was young, vacuuming my mama's floor, DJ Screw and the Scooter Click ran my audio life. Them screw tapes everybody talk about, it was like,
yeah.
You know, that was what was up. Now, the funny thing was, though, I had Wu-Tang in my ear. I had Biggie in my ear. You know, Pac was, of course, there. But I was heavily influenced by East Coast joints. And that's one of the things that helped me out down here in Texas was, of course, I had my swanging and Cadillac grimy, you know, talk going on. But my subject matter was way more open than a lot of my fellow brothers, you know, that was doing their thing. And that came from me being able to combine, you know, what I learned from my East Coast tutors with what I was taught by my South Side mentors, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. So, like, do you feel, like, where do you feel your sound is at fits in the game today with what you bring into the game?
Nobody do what I do, and that's a wonderful thing. You know, it's like when you play a video game or some live or some basketball joint. You know, you got a role player. This dude to shoot threes, or this dude, you know, he assists and all that. It's like Cornbread do what Cornbread do, and if you like somebody who just tell you about life in his certain way, that's what you're going to get. You know, one song I give you might be about this, and it might have this twang to it. The other one might be on some totally different delivery skills. It's like when you're a true MC, can't nobody really put a label on what you do. It's just whatever I wake up and put out there, that's what you're going to get. And I was talking to a young dude coming up in the game the other day, and he was like, man, Cornbread, like, it's this aura that you put off when you do your thing that it seemed like you don't care. And I told him, like, one of the most important things I could tell anybody from what I learned in seeing the country and performing is when you make a song or you do something, don't necessarily make yourself that guy that asks everybody, did you like my song? Did you like that? Did you like that? It's like, just do you and get your feelings out and let them decide themselves. You know what I mean? Plus, you asking them to their face if they like you or not, they don't feel comfortable already, you know. So just do you, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. Who are some of the producers you work with on some of your projects?
Oh, they got these, man, tell you the truth, Mado Tracks, group named Mado Tracks, This young man out of Houston came. He was from Baton Rouge. Willie P. Willie P. came out of nowhere, and I think you can Google Willie P. on the keys. Man, this dude just melded with me and did everything, and it worked out. And I was amazed by his original works. Big Jazz, a dude that did some work with G Unit. The funny thing about my whole career, man, all these beats, any beats that I get come from total strangers who say, yo, Cornbread, you know, I deal with what you're doing. Here go a beat. If you like it, rock that mug. You know, I never had nobody try to sell me beats. I would just wake up and folks was like, yo, rock this if you want to. And it was it's a blessing, you know what I mean? And so Mado Tracks, Willie P on the keys, Big Jazz. Some of my biggest bangers came from them three dudes, but everything else just came really from anonymous producers around the country, and that's something to say, you know. Like I said, just do you. I never ask nobody for nothing, and it's funny how if you do right and you do it to the best of your ability and folks dig it, they give you their beats. You know what I mean? So that's just something to keep in mind, man.
Now, when you wrote the joint Out of My Mind, you know, like, what was your thoughts, man? You know what I mean? What was your inspiration and all that on that?
The Out of My Mind joint, so many people figured I had to be crazy going through what I was doing. You know, when somebody tell you, yo, I'm gonna go get on MTV, I'm gonna be on TV. You know, my mom was like, yo, man, you crazy. You know what I mean? Or when you tell somebody, yo, I'm gonna get the award for best male vocalist in Houston next year. You know, folks are like, man, you crazy. Can't no rapper win that award. But next thing you know, I did these things. And folks started believing in the streets. They're like, yo, this dude got to be crazy. Because I guess when you believe in yourself so much and you don't care what people think about you, I guess that is a crazy notion in this world we live in today where a lot of people might be so, you know, they need people's approval. I guess when you walk alone by yourself and you're a leader, you know, some folks think you're crazy. And plus, I felt like people might not be understanding how real I was in this game. Like, yo, I would drive myself crazy trying to do me if I don't get some attention for what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So sometimes people feel like they're at their edge, and that song right there was basically me saying, you know, I'm at my edge, but it ain't going to do nothing but make me rap better, you know. So that jam, and I tell you, you're the only person got a copy of that jam. So then the joints I sent you, man, that's the last two I recorded. Don't nobody have that but you.
That's what's up. So y'all heard it. We're going to hear it first on Beef Stew Radio. My man Cornbread, Out of My Mind. We're going to get into that joint right now. We're going to come back and keep kicking it with the homeboy. You going to stay with us, right, dog?
Oh, I'm right here, man. I'm right here.
Let's do it.
Hard to get the buzz. You gotta own up ahead, and you gotta know to survive. You gotta know the road you want to go, and you gotta know the company you keep. You just gotta be one of the fittest of the fittest.
You got to learn the tricks of the street.
Yeah. I know I'm going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. I know I'm going out of my mind. At times I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain.
Yeah. God went right, so I went left. Growing up, I was a brat, I was so deaf. Life was oh so tough, now I'm oh so hard. Listen close, you can hear it in my vocal cords. Name known worldwide, y'all some local broads. I put money on tables like poker cards. Royal flush on deck, Trump acting. House looking plush, respect, Trump acting. TV with the cable in the mirror, Trump acting. See a hater coming, my nigga dump acting. Hit him with the heavy thing, yeah.
No homo.
Niggas in the street do my dirt pro bono. What's good? Catch you in the hood solo. Put a bullet hole through that nigga playing polo. That's how it is when you fucking with my dough, yo. Quan test the killer if you think it's just a flow, bro. Let's go.
I know I'm going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. I know I'm going out of my mind. At times I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain.
Teacher said I wasn't shit, so I didn't go to classes. So I hit the bricks, started tricking silly rabbits. Posted on the corner, developing bad habits. On some slow shit, just chilling like molasses. Jesus is money, and yes, Lord, I gotta have it. Hallelujah, fuck with my future, I will shoot you. Let me restate that. Nigga, I will shoot you. This is not a love quest. I am not the Roots Crew. I got eyes everywhere. I know when you roll through. All my niggas hold me down. Nigga, that's what Roots do. I'll be at your funeral. I'll be in the front row. While your mama crying, I'll be hoping that you die slow. Fucking with that pride. That's some bullshit you died for. Got your face on a shirt with a fucking rainbow. Good dog, nigga, when your ass should have laid low. Fuck it, it's whatever, nigga. You got what you came for. Let's go.
They say my trials and tribulations make me stronger. Going out of my mind, I just can't take this life no longer. Sometimes I'm high, sometimes I'm low, sometimes I can't be right. Can't get no sleep, my dreams keep waking me up every night. My life is heavy on my chest just like a boulder. Everything I do, I'm checking my shoulder.
on my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. I know I'm going out of my mind. At times I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain.
Yeah, that's Cornbread in the building, baby. Join us tight right there, fam.
it's fun, man. It's fun when you can make a song and you enjoy listening to it, not on some vein, but just saying, like, you know, you can forget that's you for a second and be like, yo, that's art, man. That's art right there. I appreciate you sharing that, man.
No doubt. Now, where you feel where hip-hop is going, man, like, in this day and age, do you feel like it's in a good place, or do you feel like it need to be a little rearranged into it?
Yo, I thought about that earlier tonight, man, and it's such a complex subject, but let me tell you what I was digging with. It's like at one time, a lot of people was hating on hip-hop, saying it don't have no message, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know how the old heads would talk, and you know, we was like, nah, you don't understand. And now it's changed a lot. Well, like what's on the radio right now down here, you know, I don't even know if hip-hop is on the radio no more. I don't, you know. And the funny thing is, now we divided. We having a civil war in rap music where half of us is like, yo, this stuff that's making money right now is trash. And the other half is like, I just like whoever on the radio, that's who I follow because I want to be famous too. You know, I'm all about this. And it's funny how it used to be hip-hop fighting people who don't understand the music, but now it's hip-hop fighting within it in our ranks. And scientifically, man, when that happens, you know, can't nothing good come out of it, you know. So the only solution is that those of us who are guardians of the art form, we either got to totally separate ourselves from this faction that we don't agree with, or we just got to figure a way to show, like, yo, that's not acceptable no more. Yo, that there's no future in what this new form of music produces. Like, hip-hop enriches people's minds and their lifestyle. It might be violent sometimes. It might not look pretty. But my neighborhood wasn't pretty, you know. My neighborhood wasn't Candyland, but it made me a better person. But sometimes this new music that's being introduced to the children, it can, I'm going to be serious, it can make them into, like, drone zombie consumers that don't even understand life no more. And when we start realizing that music that's happening might be ruining our potential as a culture and our potential as an art form, we got to be like, yo, I'm not dealing with it. You know, I don't understand. If the ghost of the 90s was here today and saw the way things was going on, you know, he or she would be like, yo, y'all bugging out, you know, because that's the 90s would say the word bugging out. You feel me? But it's everything evolves. And it's funny, hip-hop used to have to defend itself, and now hip-hop is fighting it with its own people. And we gotta evolve, man.
No doubt. That's deep the way you put that. Like, you're the first person that really, really kind of put that. Now, you yourself, if you could see something to change, what would you change? Like, if you could do one thing to change, one or two things to change, what would you change?
Oh, easy, man. You gotta, excuse me. See, we've been lied to about, like, Napster and LimeWire and all that killing the record industry. Yo, that was a fake plot to make you believe that happened, yo. What happened was the record companies came up with that and said, yeah, we can't survive no more. And see, when NWA used to do crazy stuff, you had to go buy that album. When 50 Cent held up the Gat at the camera, you had to go buy that album. And they couldn't play this everything on the radio. And what they did was they took all the rules about vulgarity and, you know, profanity and stuff, and they was like, all right, we could play it on the radio now. So what happened was now they picked and they consolidated. Since they lied to us and told us the record companies couldn't survive, they now choose the six or seven people they want to be famous, and they sell the stuff that you used to sell at the record store, they sell it on the radio now. What you got to do is take everybody that's taking advantage of being able to be profane and vulgar on the radio and put it back in the record stores, and thus you'll recreate the album business. That's the killer thing. We got five people on the radio, and everybody between the ages of 9 to 16 think they the only people in music exist. You feel me? When you used to have to go to the record store and say, oh, man, it's like 300 people for me to choose from who I'm going to spend my 17. You know, folks go hard on Lil' Kim these days, but at one time, you know, she was a veritable choice on the record shelf. You feel me? And it's funny, when I graduated high school in 99, my bedroom had, like, you know, just like Biggie said, pictures on my wall every Saturday, Rap Attack. You know, I had to have at least 100 artists' faces on my wall. I couldn't do that today to save my life. Sure, Nelson Ghost and Mose and Brother Yasin, you know, all these fellas still here. But when I go to a Ghostface concert, I'm going to an Icons concert. I'm not going to a current dude that's on the radio every day concert. You feel what I'm saying? Folks laugh or folks meditate on DMX having trouble. Yo, DMX is an icon, son. That man might have some problems to this day. But the people that I grew up with were iconic figures. And these people today, that they might think they popular and they might think they rocking, but they will never be an iconic figure, man. And that's what you get in the rap game to do. You get in the rap game to be an iconic figure that people going to have to fight to get their children to understand that this man or woman ran the game. And today, man, this is, some of it is comedy, man. My children, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure my children never know some of these people that's famous ever existed.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you feel like about when the people be trying to say that the hip-hop, like, influence the kids to do the dumb shit out there, but, you know, like, do you think it's the parents or do you honestly think it's hip-hop?
I think it's like this. If an artist get played on the radio 80 times a day and this artist only talks about three subjects, meaning unprotected sex, spending money frivolously, and drugging it up, if that artist in his or her 80 appearances on the radio in one day only talk about them three things, man, you got to watch out for new artists on the radio, man. It's this weird thing where they like talking about stuff that's reversal to what the Bible believe. I didn't know in hip-hop we were supposed to, like, you know, promote some of the stuff that's, like, really considered sacrilegious, you know, but that's going on too. But if this artist promotes anti-religious things, frivolity of money, drug use, and promiscuous unprotected sex, and that's the only four things they talk about all day, yeah, that person is going to corrupt somebody's mind. But yeah, like I said, the faction of hip-hop, I would say a few years ago, man, you know, these iconic figures didn't talk about, let's take for instance, let's give Ludacris a break. Ludacris came out a while back. This man, his first album dropped, this man was talking about all kinds of stuff, right? But I can name, if I was really in a hateful mood, I can name you a few people right now. I can't tell you a fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth subject they talk about. It's like they never read any more
books.
Right. So, and you get to a point where that's what's called conditioning or brainwashing. Yes, man, if you let hip-hop be considered, I mean, if you let hip-hop grow to only tell you about four subjects and all of those four are not necessarily healthy, it will ruin the minds of people. So that's why we can't let hip-hop get to that point. Let hip-hop be what it's supposed to be, and when you push play, it's like, yo, you're going to hear about life in general, not just the party and can you get a menage after 10 years, man. Let me ask my girl for a menage, man. Yo, man, let's get real, son.
What do you feel about all these young cats not even understanding that, like, when they popping these mollies, man, they kind of being like a crackhead, dope fiend, and a cokehead at the same time,
yo,
but not even realizing it.
Yo,
what you feel about that?
Yo, if a dude in a song say, let's say, for instance, hypothetically speaking, if somebody made a track out of nowhere and said he was popping a Molly or sweating, woo, and you thought that was cool, right? And you didn't research what the hell that drug does to people's brains. Like, see, it's funny. In hip-hop, we popping mollies and sweating, right? Okay, for temporarily, if that's something that's going on, right? But if you cut on the news, you see another race of people with their kids in the hospital dying from this. And it's like, you got to understand, one side of the country dealing with the fact, oh, this is stopping. This is killing my children. And then you got another side of the country that's like, yo, this is funny. Did you see how funny that is? I'm a pop. Let me tell you something. I went camping, man. I went camping because I needed to escape the hood for a minute, right? So I said, I'm going to go camping. And dude that went camping with me, we got out in the river, and I'm like, yo, we at a river. This is chill, man. This is crazy. Life is good. It's hot. I'm getting ready to get in the water. This dude say, I'm going to pop a Molly. I said, what? You know, now, point of the story is, this man was sick for the whole 3 days we was out there, right? I don't know what happened. It's like, fool, put it together. You know what I mean? You so brainwashed that you can't even enjoy nature no more, man. It's like, you crazy. And folks don't know what they're doing, man. Just because his name's a Molly, man, just because it's got a sweet little name like some little girl, man, you better watch yourself. You better Google that. You better find out what chemicals is in that and look up what them chemicals do to your brain, man, because struggling to know whether or not you should smoke some reefer, man, that's one thing. But when stuff have chemical reactions with your brain mechanisms and eat your brain out, it was a girl on the cover of the Houston newspaper, man, smoking that synthetic marijuana.
Yeah, catatonic, man.
She in a coma, yo, and it's like, you know, I was in the hood seeing when that stuff came in the hood, and I was like, this cannot be good, man. And then a year later, you got people on the cover of the paper dead, you know. Watch out, man. And hip-hop wasn't big on selling drugs to people. You know, hip-hop was like, this is what go on with it, but I ain't going to necessarily make this song a commercial for it. When you start hearing music that seemed like a commercial for a chemical drug, watch out, because it just might be a commercial.
And I'm glad you said that, because, and that's deep what you just said, because, you know, there's a lot of devil worshiping, and a lot of cats now are saying they being approached to sell their souls and all that. Do you believe that's going on in hip-hop for real?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. As an MC, when I write a lyric, I have always got to something where I might have been on a roll and somewhere the devil, the word devil or Satan or something might come into the lyric, and I have to think to myself very seriously at that moment, hey, man, what you saying right now? Because if I say I sold my soul in a lyric, that ain't nothing to play about. You don't play with stuff like that, right? Even if you don't believe in that stuff, you don't play. So when I hear somebody say something and refer to Satan or sell my soul, yo, man, regardless, it's some things you don't play with. And one thing about hip-hop is hip-hop got a G-code. It's got a G-code. And I believe there is a G-code in hip-hop that say, yo, I don't play with stuff I don't fully understand, man. Don't do that because that's fake, man. Nah, leave that out your rap, Cornbread. Don't say nothing like that, because first of all, it ain't you, and second of all, it ain't true, you know. Leave it alone. So if somebody playing with stuff like that, man, better listen. It might be a commercial, man. That's all I'm saying, because there's some things. My people from Louisiana, man, they got juju and mojo and all that, man. You don't play with that, man. So,
yeah,
I hear what you're saying. You got to start taking people literally, man. You got to start. Yeah. Say, you know what? If they love you like they love Satan, all right, that's what's up.
I hear that, man. Another thing I want to ask you, this is kind of like a famous beef dude radio question, man, that we always be wanting to know. The Twitter beefs, like dudes is fighting on Twitter, taping each other, doing all that type of stuff. What you feel about that?
Man, what? in a man, look. This is what I'm gonna have to say. In this day and age, man, the high schools in my community graduate 50% of the kids, man. The government don't have no money, man. The people who run this country is like, yo, your demographic, you love cultured ethnic folks, man, y'all don't even exist to us. You understand what I'm saying? If we worried about fighting and say the truth, I'm from Houston, Texas, man. Ain't no Twitter beef down here, man. Since I was 16, yo, if you box a dude, you liable to die. So if you get to have Twitter beefs and all that, man, either things gonna pop off in a few days, or you live in a city where Twitter beefs are allowed, and then it's like, you know, I don't know. That's a confusing. In the world we live in today, I just couldn't imagine consuming a matter of time on my day worried about another person violently. I just can't comprehend it, man. Because anything for us to come up as a people and a genre of music and an art form requires us to instantly stop fighting with each other. Like prison, for example. Prison is a horrible place. They treat people like animals, right? And the one reason they get to do it is because they say, well, they're acting like animals. So it would be crazy if everybody in prison was like, yo, I'm in here, I'm going to stop being violent, yo. And everybody agreed. And then all of a sudden, prison turned into like a Buddhist-type environment. So when the guards and stuff started tackling and treating people like animals, America would be like, dang, why are you treating them like that? All they was doing was meditating. So, you know, sometimes I could be scatterbrained in my talk, but what I'm saying is in 2013, man, if there was any time to stop beefing with anybody, it's now, because when you live your life and ain't no beef involved, you start seeing how beautiful life is. And it's funny, man, being gangster has nothing to do with not being able to see that life is beautiful, man. Because most gangsters, you know, and we talking like player gangsters and violent gangsters, you know, when they get their peace, they escape. Don't no gangster take a vacation in the middle of the hood in a motel. Man, you go away. And I think that's why a lot of youngsters and even old heads that's angry just stay angry, because they ain't seen the world, man. If you take a trip and see the world, stand out in front of the ocean 1,000 miles from where you live and ain't nobody to plex you, you'll see how little you are, man. And you'll see how you'll be like, man, would I rather be with somebody or would I rather sit in this boat and chill? So beefing is out, man. Beefing is out. Gone.
Respect that. Now, where you see yourself, like, 5 years from now, 3 or 4,
man,
you know, 3 years?
I'll probably be in United States Congress, man. I'll probably be in United States Congress as an elected official, man. It's getting to a point where when you communicate words well and you're truthful to yourself and you're not trying to live for nobody else, you know, and you're ready for true change, I think then you got to step up and be a community leader. And I think the rap game for many years was a tool for certain entities to steal away strong black and brown voices from helping their community and just getting them to concentrate on themselves so they can come up and escape their environment. And since the rap game has shrunk so much, and the companies only allow certain people to get their mouths open and get their names out there, I think some of the brothers and sisters who are good with their words and haven't seen
good with your
words need to understand that they just need to switch their focus. And man, you could do a lot, man. You could save a community center while you don't even realize it. So I'm gonna start putting these words together to help the people understand that they really run things in this country, and they're not here just to shop at Walmart, man.
No doubt, no doubt. You got that joint, My Money Never Sleeps. What was the inspiration behind that?
Never sleeps, man. If you getting it, that money never sleeps. It don't sleep. So you got to sleep. So just remember, if you talk the talk, man, you got to walk the walk. It's that easy, and it's 24 hours in a day. So if you go to – here's the point. When in the prime of my cornbread-isms, doing my hustling and making my songs and traveling the country, I slept probably 3 hours a day. And them 3 hours, I was missing out on something, but I had to sleep. So you'll never – you always going to be human, man, and you'll never be able to keep up with this money. So just do what you can do the best of your ability because the money don't sleep. And at the end of the day, it's all about the song you make. It's all about the song you make. And that money will come to you. You do not have to come to that money. You do your thing, that money will come to you.
My man Cornbread in the building, dropping down the knowledge and the true hip-hop. We're going to jump into that joint right now. We're going to come back and kick it with the homie a little more. Make sure y'all tune in. Cornbread here live on Beef Stew Radio. Let's get into that.
K-Up. P, what up? Montana. Max Big and Bell.
This ain't no wishing and bitching. We got that shit by the door. I got that shit in my sock. We keep that shit 24. We got that shit round the clock. We got that shit up the street. We got that shit down the block. Hell yeah, I'm from Houston, my nigga. I rap a lot. And I ain't even no prince, man. Not even a king. But when you catch me on that boulevard, I'm doing my thing. I got my niggas to the side. They don't know how to act. But when the shit be hitting fans, man, they on the attack. And plus, I'm cool with some gorillas, so you best stand back. My bad, damn, I'm tripping. You could probably blame that day up on this liquor I'm sipping. Yeah, you might kiss me slizzy, but I won't be slipping. You could run up on me, partner, feel this heat that I'm gripping. And the money that we making from the shit that we shipping. Got me Lamborghini doors, push button ignition. Got me in a Cadillac with that tray wheel tipping. Take a picture, cause the flash make it twinkle and glisten. I ain't calling no plays, man, I'm just running the route. I'm fighting hard every yard till the clock run out. This is for them lazy motherfuckers that can't get off their couch. And for them bopping ass bitches with my dick in their mouth. I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. I put in work, yo, I put in work, oh no. I put that work in, I put that work in, bitch. I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. I put in work, yo, I put in work, oh no.
Damn, what's all this here, man?
Locked up, shipped up powder. We ain't baking cakes, nigga, this here ain't no flour. Putting in the Pyrex, looking like chowder. Ziploc bag, turn the stereo louder. Bag it up, money in the power. Hit the streets with it, sold it all in an hour. Creeping on the come up like a prowler. Swaggy, 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 inch blades on Impala. I think I'm Little Troy, I guess I wanna be a baller. If you ain't ready for the war, then would you kindly stand back? I'ma take the flag down, write my name and put it back. Roll a sweet and light that hoe and wait for haters to do it. Most couldn't bust a grape, but they talking mad shit. I hit you with a turkey leg, I loaded with a holler tip. Now you looking all retarded, go ahead and wipe your lip. Swipe my card, fuck a boat, I went ahead and bought a ship. Thinking like I'm 50 Cent on my son Carter shit. I know I am not the problem, but I know I'm part of it. Yeah.
just the thought of it. Whoever thinks they running shit, go tell them that I'm in the pit.
I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. Hey, hey, I put in work, hey, yo, I put in work. Oh, no, I put that work in, huh? I put that work in, bitch, I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. Hey, hey, I put in work, hey, yo, I put in work. Oh, no, I put that work in, huh? I put that work in, bitch.
That joint is hot. I'm sorry about the technical difficulty we had over here. That's my bad.
Nothing.
We got it together, man.
Big Stu, like you always do. Let me make this point before we get back, man. It's perfectly said in the song, yo. I know I'm not the problem, but I'm a part of it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you can even hear myself saying, yo, I'm trying to get words out and tell people what's going on, you know, but understand that even I have my inner conflicts, what was going on. And the beautiful thing about it is I'm not marketing myself to get on the radio. You feel what I'm saying? I never thought in my anything in my career that I'm meant for the radio, because I'm not meant for little kids to hear. I'm Richard Pryor. I'm Eddie Murphy. You need to be a duck to partake in the art form that I'm getting. You need to have a job, and you need to be able to sit in by yourself with adults and enjoy this. And the two songs we jamming tonight, they angry and confusing, but the beautiful thing is Cornbread got happy songs, arty songs, fun songs. You know, it just depends on, you know, what's going on that day, and that's an artist when you don't know what you're going to get. And that's what's up.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Can you tell the people, man, how they can find your music and keep up with you?
Man, you know what? It's funny, man. I'm really into helping my community down here. Like, my community is under attack right now with institutions trying to chase people out and take land from people and take schools and close schools, and I had to stick my neck out down here and start standing up for people, man. And in order for me to do that, I had to rip a lot off the internet presence, because the first thing people would do is come back and say, oh, well, like you said yourself, you're a part of the problem. So right now I need people to understand that I lowered my internet presence so I could beef up my physical presence down here in politics. So the best thing to do is just understand Cornbread is here. You know that Looking Ass Nigga remix I did, man, that's going about 4 million strong right now. That's like the meeting point for anybody who still needs to know Cornbread around, man. So once I sew up these politics down here in these Houston streets and I help keep these babies educated and keep these community centers open and keep this property in the hands of the people that rightfully deserve it, then I'll be back and I'll open the floodgates. But just know Cornbread is out here, I exist, and that's what we need in hip-hop, is people to say, yo, just know that I'm breathing, man, and I'm here for you. And you Google me and you'll find me, you know?
And we definitely going to be playing all your joints here that you sent us, so they'll hear you. They'll still be
here. I'm going to keep in touch. I'm sending you a private Cornbread anthology. You're going to be the only person that has this in the nation, man.
That's what's up. Y'all heard that, right? That's how we do it. Once again, my dude, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man, dropping that knowledge, man. It's been great interviewing you, man, and the knowledge you've been kicking, man. No doubt, I really thank you for coming through.
I got your back, Big Stu, and I appreciate you letting me come through and share the word with the folks. And I feel empowered, man. I'm humbled. Appreciate it.
We're gonna go out on your other joint again, man. I like that joint. We're gonna do that out of my mind joint one more time on this, all right?
Shout out to Real Saddam.
My man Real Saddam in the building. Shout out to my man T1000 too. I know the whole Ohio people in the building listening. I see y'all. But we gotta get into this joint right now and we'll be right back. My man, once again, thank you, man, and you're always welcome to come back and drop some more knowledge, B.
I'm down. I'm with you, man. I got your back.
Let's do it.
Hard to get the button. You gotta hold up your head and you gotta know to survive.
driver, you gotta know the road you want to go, and you gotta know the company you keep. You have gotta be one of the fittest of the fittest.
You got to learn the tricks of the street.
Yeah. I know I'm going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. I know I'm going out of my mind. At times I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain.
Yeah. God went right, so I went left. Growing up, I was a brat, I was so, so deaf. Life was oh, so tough, now I'm oh, so hard. Listen close, you could hear it in my vocal cords. Name known worldwide, y'all some local broads. I put money on tables like poker cards. Royal flush on deck, Trump everything. House looking plush, respect, Trump everything. TV with the cable in the mirror, Trump everything. See a hater coming, my nigga, dump everything. Hit him with the heavy thing, yeah.
No homo.
Niggas in the street do my dirt pro bono. What's good? Catch you in the hood solo. Put a bullet hole through that nigga playing polo. That's how it is when you fucking with my dough, yo. Quan test the killer if you think it's just a flow, bro. Let's go.
I know I'm going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. I know I'm going out of my mind. At times I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain.
Teacher said I wasn't shit, so I didn't go to classes. So I hit the bricks, started tricking silly rabbits. Posted on the corner, developing bad habits. On some slow shit, just chilling like molasses. Jesus is money, and yes, Lord, I gotta have it. Hallelujah, fuck with my future, I will shoot you. Let me restate that, nigga, I will shoot you. This is not a love quest, I am not the Roots Crew. I got eyes everywhere, I know when you roll through. All my niggas hold me down, nigga, that's what Roots do. I'll be at your funeral, I'll be in the front row. While your mama crying, I'll be hoping that you die slow. Fucking with that pride, that's some bullshit you died for. Got your face on the shirt with a fucking rainbow. Good dog, nigga, when your ass should've laid low. Fuck it, it's whatever, nigga, you got what you came for. Let's go.
They say my trials and tribulations make me stronger. Going out of my mind, I just can't take this life no longer. Sometimes I'm high, sometimes I'm low, sometimes I can't be right. Can't get no sleep, my dreams keep waking me up every night. My life is heavy on my chest just like a boulder. I know I'm going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. I know I'm going out of my mind. At times I feel like I'm going insane. In the mirror cocking back my nine, pulling the trigger, blowing out my brain. Yeah.
They got the street on lock.
The street on lock.
It's the Block Club DJ. CJ.
I bet you're wondering how I knew. Baby, about your plans to make me blue.
Yeah, you know what it is, the D-Block General Show with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat.
Between the two of us, girl, no, I love you more. I must say, when I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? And I just about to lose my mind. Oh, yes, I am. Baby, won't you listen to me?
feel. Crucial decisions to make.
Block Club DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them wrong and special. Been all around the world. Been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seems to have something I want. Ooh, I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think come true. Tell me what this song means to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good. I love you, but I love her. And her too. They all could be the ones. So how can I be one?
And I love her.
I love you, but I love her. And her too. They all could be the ones. So how can I be
I love you.
Going out for modesty, nothing I can do. Give me this. If only she could dress like you, and you could walk the way she does. Ooh, 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 ooh. I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think come true.
DJ,
tell me what this problem is to do. I gotta have her, but
DJ,
I want you to.
Oh,
so good. I love you, but I love her and her too. They all could be the ones. So how can I be one?
I see you, ma. Don't be smiling at me. What I'm gonna do.
Damn.
I gotta have her, but I want her too.
Uh-huh.
So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions, like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire. I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire bit them. I scoop them, hit them, and dip them, turn them into honey dip. The money get it. What the ladies be calling us, acting like they ignoring us. Really, they be on all of us. And all of us, we can take a flight. You and her, and we can make it right.
I love her, I love you, but I love her, and her too. We all could be the ones. So how can I be one? I love you, I love her, and her too. They all could be the ones. So how can I be the I love you.
Tell me why
I get moving when it feels so right. I get moving.
on. Block, Heavyweight,
Rough Rider, Clock World.
Once again, it's on. The motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube, the Don Mecca. With my nigga DMX, huh? A diamond in the rough, huh? He gon' stay in the rough. East meets West. It's going down.
Heavyweight.
Yeah. We be coming. Motorcade taking up the residential. Global perspiration, freaky gyrations, close to fornication. Numbers get passed with ass, information, intoxication, faded, inebriated, designated driver, lava, Nimagava, rocking freaks in, all of them ten. Stallions, get them to pal in, sitting on laps, bitch, we write raps, back door access, you getting jealous? Standing on line with designer umbrellas, bad fellas running with the East Side connection.
Up in there, go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. Up in there, get on the floor. Up in
Flag, girl. Love how you're getting on fire, girl. I send the old place, man. I'm a winner, need to know. afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to Love. Can I take your order? You can have it your way.
Block Club. DJ. DJ.
For a man, you're looking for a friend, you're looking for someone to talk to. Take your time, fulfill your order. I can never charge you for me, caution, cause the play is hot, and I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it all in me, I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place your order.
Come
cool from
you want me to stay?
for a partner, someone who knows how to ride. Well, I'll be
Block, block, club, DJ.
Take me to my limit. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't want to get on.
Yeah.
Round, 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 round. And all your pussies don't leave enough room for.
about you.
Get out of my head.
Oh, yeah.
All your opinions, keep them to yourself.
You.
Just let me think so I
oh,
can
yeah.
hear myself. Wouldn't it be
you.
Nice if I could just go solo, take the
oh,
day
yeah.
off? I'd be alright if you would leave me to it. Back the fuck out. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're coming with too much. If you tell me
you.
One more time how I want to live, I swear
oh,
I'll
yeah.
like your head on. I am who I am, and I can't be no one else. You got nothing nice
oh,
to
yeah.
say. Keep your promise.
Send it all and let's go. Send it all.
This is Beast Dude Radio. Beast Dude Radio.
DJ Big Stu.
I'm tough, huh? I'll be going KD. I'll be going hard and how I'm barring them in HC. Set my swag for you, but my soul you not from KC. Man in the mirror when you need and try to replace me. I'll be going off, no flaws, M-A. Far from a heavyweight, nowhere near a feather though. You can say you're beast, Della Reese with his sumo flow. Nothing like the usual, you pretty pink dude, scared of work, but quick to get your nails done. Cuticles, fireworks and bottles, that's a regular night. Regular. Level higher than the clouds, I'm on regular flight. Your shorty vision's only glory, that's a regular sight. Just know I do this on the daily, on a regular ride. Ain't no shifties in my circle, not a square can even shake the night. I don't think you made for this. Jibber jabber, anusness, blameless, certified me. Just look it up, no stress off, take the less off that shoe. Put it in. They say I'm all of that. Really, I be all of that. Trash, gorgeous, slight chop, be all of that. Top notch, flying in the cloud, I be all of that. Call it what you want, take a look how I'm responding back. They say I'm all of that. Really, I be all of that. Tough, got swag, one of one, I be all of that. Suck, corny, I'll be all of that. Call it what you want and take a look how I'm responding back. Paper planes in the air, ain't talking about no kitty stuff. Shame they be hating to hear me, but can't get enough. Always on my chill mode, kick back, sit well. Gotta stay alert for them perks trying to freeload. Talking you the one will work nothing more than a zero. Think you really getting brain with still nothing more than a scarecrow. This my bistro, working after heat stroke. Serve you up a plate full of that covering miso. Talking fluent like Larry Bird in the free throw. You try and copy your block and something with Kinko's. Ain't no split image of this greatness. You can take a number forever, be on that wait list. Latest, always be the fabric on my structure. Appealing, I'm willing and dealing it like no other. I'm a bit of whatever you want to call me. While you thinking about the next thing to say, I'll be the shorty lie. They say I'm all of that. Really, I'll be all of that. Trash, bullies, slouch, I'll be all of that. Top notch, flying in the cloud, I'll be all of that. Call it what you want, take a look how I'm responding back. They say I'm all of that. Really, I'll be all of that. Tough, got swag, one of one, I'll be all of that. Suck, corny, a bum, I'll be all of that. Call it what you want and take a look how I'm responding back. I'll be all of that. Yeah, including all of that. You feel the way? Is it because I'm all of that or all of that? All that, more of that fly. I'm talking higher though. Said your boy fly it in the pilot through the flyer. Well, couple little up. Guess I'll pour a little more. Got that red berry soap. Guess I'm red berry on. What it be? I know your vision and mental ways. I can see it. I say it's swag, I mine say he ain't shit. Hear me say you gotta be buzzing. This thing's tough. I'm far from whatever you think is hostile. Muscle, proof in the pudding. I got that gusto. Talking at you ballin', but looking worse than a nutso. Now that ain't a good look. To the serving and it's swerving. Now that ain't a good cook. Oh boy. The mini glasses passing around as they talk it. I just off it and just pour another round. Cause they say I'm all of that. Really, I'll be all of that. Trash, bogus, slouch, I'll be all of that. Top notch, flying in the cloud, I'll be all of that. Call it what you want, take a look how I'm responding back. They say I'm all of that. Really, I'll be all of that. Tough, got swag, one of one, I'll be all of that. Suck, corny, a bump, I'll be all of that. Call it what you want and take a look how I'm responding back.
Okay. Self-made with the heat. To do what I do in this bitch, you know? Call it what you want, take a look how I'm responding back. Ain't no slouch at this. Water. Water.
Be on the
Every day, every day, all day, we do it Thursday. Every day, every day.
these niggas keep on telling them safe tonight, suck them there, can't nag. Why y'all stuck in the past? I'ma act and say ass, I'ma realize it. I'ma get high, too high, just cop it. From the everyday streets to these rough eyes, yeah, yeah.
Beats to Radio.